This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council Saturday at a ceremony in capital Khartoum. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Nirad Abdullah, who herself protested for months ahead of the agreement, stood outside Friendship Hall as the accords were signed. Abdullah says she is happier than she can express that moving forward, a new Sudan will be built. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Authorities in Afghanistan say a massive suicide bomb blast late Saturday inside a packed wedding hall in Kabul killed and injured dozens of civilians. Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi said the attacker set off the device among wedding participants near the stage where musicians were performing. One witness said everyone near the bomb was killed. Officials are not expected to release an official death toll until Sunday. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing in a western part of the Afghan capital. A suicide bomb blast again ripping through the wedding party. Afghanistan's capital saying that dozens of people were killed. There's an American leader whose words resonate on the global stage who draws attention in foreign capitals, carrying a message from the United States by simply arriving. And that has been the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi emerging as an alternative ambassador abroad. This is VOA News. Security was heightened and arrested, made as right-wing groups and counter-protesters challenged one another Saturday in the U.S. city of Portland, Oregon. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters militia group were the first to gather, some wearing body armor and helmets. But they were met by black-clad, helmet and face mask-wearing anti-fascist protesters. Authorities seized weapons, including metal and wooden poles, bear spray, and shields from several groups. More than two dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, were at the rally that drew people from all over the country. Early Saturday, President Trump tweeted that Portland is being watched very closely. I'm Mike Hempen.
Pro-democracy protesters marched on one side of Hong Kong's famous harbor on Saturday to demand the government heed their demands. Across the water, a pro-government rally called for an end to the often violent protest. The dueling demonstrations highlighted the political divide in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory, which for 10 weeks has been rocked by protests that show no signs of relenting. A large-scale protest is expected on Sunday, although organizers don't have a permit and paramilitary forces have been assembled. Still, student leader and politician Joshua Wong says they remain undeterred and calls for China's President Xi Jinping to address this personally.
President Xi should come to Hong Kong and meet with protesters, not only meeting with me. If we come to the crowd of protesters, I believe protesters will break him and would lining up and chat with him to express the voice of Hong Kong people.
The movement's demands include the resignation of Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam and democratic elections and independent investigations into police use of force. Monday, as the U.S. made a last-minute effort to seize it again, the head of the company sorting paperwork and procuring for the Grace One oil tanker in the British Overseas Territory said that the vessel could be sailing away in the next 24 to 48 hours once new crews dispatched to the territory take over command of the ship. Italy's hardline Interior Minister Matteo Salvini buckled under pressure Saturday and agreed to let 27 unaccompanied minors leave a migrant rescue ship after 2 weeks at sea. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA.
Begin.
weekend broadcast. VOA 1.